the funnest place. It'll put a smile upon your face. With Marty Moose to lead the way. We'll have some fun! Come on, let's play! Fun, fun, Wally World.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. and Eric, Trisha, and this is the great song by Harry Belafonte from where?
We got the moose.
Yeah, we got the moose.
Fun, fun at Wally World. Wally World theme.
Oh, this isn't Mark Harry Belafonte from Devo.
What's that?
This is Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Very good. Yes. Standing in line at Wally World. You know, if it says that there's 2 hours left to go, there might still be three.
Well.
Yes.
Excuse me.
So, yes, we are celebrating
only in the 80s.
The release of Vacation here on Breakthrough Entertainment. And we've got someone who's in the movie. He shares a scene with Chevy Chase, and we're going to go ahead and tell you what it is in just a moment. But we're going to bring on actor Michael H. Cole. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So, Michael, have you been to Wally World?
Only figuratively.
Okay. Well, you've got so many great scenes that you've been in. You've met so many actors. We want to talk about that. But let's first talk about the fact that you are in Vacation.
Yes, I did not end up on the editing room floor.
No, you didn't end up on the cutting room floor. You are in the restroom, in the bathroom of a bed and breakfast, correct?
You mean like right now?
No, not.
He's on a throne in the movie.
That's a personal question. Wow.
Well, thank you.
I just didn't know if I needed to be in the mood.
That's true. But so, tell us about your interaction with Chevy Chase. What's he spraying in that scene?
Febreze.
Okay.
He's a clean freak in this bed and breakfast, and he is Febrezing a room while dealing with his son, who wants to give up their vacation and go home. And he fails to realize that someone is in the bathroom that he's Febrezing, and decides to continue to Febreze me while I am. And by the way, I am actually in the buff.
Oh.
They had to pull, you know, I had to put a magazine on my lap. Yeah, that was very interesting. And even Chevy, when he came back in, we'd been doing a bunch of work on the scene, and to see his work, of course, is, you know, it's Chevy Chase, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to see him begin to loosen up in improv, like, I felt like I was sitting here on a front row seat of Saturday Night Live with Ed Helms. And then for him to go, you know, I think I can see something on that guy. And so then I had to gingerly turn the page of the magazine, and the director went,
that's funny.
But it was a true joy.
Good. Well, first of all, tell us about your job.
I'm a full-time working actor.
Yes.
I'm on the television show Being Mary Jane. I'm a series regular.
Yes.
I play her boss, Greg Roberts, and I've been doing this for about 17 years.
Great.
My family, I have an uncle, my dad's brother, who was in an old television show called The Mod Squad, and he played the role of Pete Cochran, the white guy. He's wow. Michael Charles Cole on Michael Hyland Cole. So I grew up in Warner Hollywood and being around all of that and out in L.A., but I live in Georgia now. And that's kind of what got me my foot in the door, but I'm also a theater person. I run a theater as well.
Tell us about the theater company.
The Renaissance Project Theater Company. We're going into our 16th year. Theater doesn't pay anything, but I love it, and it's a phenomenal way to really act and develop those skills. My theater really had set out to work with film and television actors who can't find gigs with the equity houses because they know that these actors' schedules can change on a dime. And so they generally don't like to use them. But that's pretty much who all we use. And they're wonderfully talented actors who do film and television, who have a passion for theater. And they do film and television so that they can afford to do theater.
Oh. Wow, that's amazing. And you know,
I guess they call that a necessary evil.
Yes. Although an audition is like a theater show with an audience of one. Acting's acting. But we love affecting people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I allowed Chevy to affect me.
So are there any other scenes that you were in, or it was, you know, because like sometimes these scenes do end up on the cutting room floor. I believe we had someone on previous year for, I think, Brick Mansions. Someone was in a scene and then it was completely cut.
And they weren't in the movie anymore.
They weren't in the movie, but you know, so correct. Were there any other scenes for that you filmed for Vacation?
No, the scene originally just called for me to go, hey. And I really thought that I was, you know, I thought they were looking for a younger guy. And because I saw the other actors they were listing. And so I knew the casting director. And I said, it's been a while since the casting director that I know, he's a friend of mine, I hadn't seen him in several months. So I said, I'm going to make him laugh. So I did a little bit of improv with it. But more importantly, if you understand auditioning, I did my slate as if I was right in the middle of mid-dump. So I'm, you know...
Wow.
Wow.
They actually passed that on to the director, and when I went on set, the director said they just couldn't stop laughing. And so I went, that's great.
Well, that's one way to... One way to get
now, that's a different class that you have to take, by the way.
Well, and you know, to me, I just think that it was appropriate to have someone with a little bit of maturity, because the younger guys don't tend to stay in the bathroom long enough for somebody to not realize they're in there.
Yes. And I did have a magazine.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
But it was used for a different purpose.
I was going to say, it wasn't the kind of magazine a younger person would have in the bathroom with.
I'll go with that.
Well, I mean, because if anyone who goes to imdb.com, I mean, looks up Michael H. Cole, they'll see, you know, just how many projects you've been in. I mean, one of my favorite movies, The Collection, one of my favorite horror movies. I mean, I can imagine all the different people that you're able to meet through all this. And then you've got, like you said, Being Mary Jane. So is that on currently?
It's BET. This is its third season. We just finished shooting our third season. And it's going to, they're airing, I think, either this fall or January. I'm pretty sure when the third season starts airing. But I've been a reoccurring since the very pilot, and then they promoted me to series writing.
That's great. And again, your character's name is Greg Roberts.
Yeah, I'm her boss.
Ooh.
And it looks like you got, a movie coming out, Dirty Grandpa?
Oh, that was with Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I was extremely blessed with that. It was one of those where it was going to be a single scene. And they wanted somebody who could do Irish, but they couldn't find anybody that did Irish they liked. So they auditioned me and said, don't do the Irish. We just want to hear your voice. And I did it. And then all of a sudden, we shot the first day, and I got to meet him, which was shaky. I didn't want to wash my hand.
Wow, yeah, he's awesome.
And they said, oh, no, we're going to add you in now to the scene at the wake at his house for his wife, because the first scene is the death of his wife. And so I got to do more improv there, a scene I never even planned on, and then about a month or so ago, they called and said, oh, imagine now at the end of the film, and you're going to be doing this with him. And so being able to be on set with a legend like Robert De Niro for 3 days.
Amazing. No doubt. And when's that going to be released, do you know?
I think this fall.
Oh, okay.
And I had Zac Efron and of course, Robert De Niro. And he's not what you think. He was very much quiet to himself, gentle. Kind, very respectful, he'd be like the grandfather you'd always want to grow up with.
Wow, nice.
I really was blessed.
That is very cool.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, just getting to meet all these people. I mean, I can't imagine being in the bathroom with Chevy Chase spraying Febreze on me. It's just like a dream job, isn't it?
I didn't know how to imagine it. I mean, unfortunately, they actually brought me into set before he got in. And by the way, the day I was on set was his 71st birthday.
Oh.
And he was not in a good mood.
Oh.
and he's a big person. And I think after we've been shooting for a couple of hours and doing some different improvs with Ed Helms and all that, he loosened up, and then we surprised him. They got a Wally cake made in the shape of the Wally, you know, the
moose.
Moose, yes. And he walked right up to it and bit it right on its ear. And the cake maker went, I don't think you should swallow that. It was just a tremendous...
He might not make 72, huh?
Yeah, exactly. But then he really seemed to loosen up and really realized that everyone was there to enjoy it with him. And so I was, again, blessed to be there on the day that he had his birthday.
Wow, nice.
Wow. Well, it's just, I mean, we gave it 3 thumbs up. I loved it. It was my fourth, one of my 4 favorite movies of the summer. Of course it was fun making it, but what'd you think of the movie?
I haven't been able to see it yet. I've been out of town, and I have a 10-year-old, my youngest, my oldest, my 3 oldest, one just got out of college, and I only have 2 others that are in college. They all want to go see it, but we're trying to figure out when I can get a babysitter, because I really don't think I want to bring my 10-year-old.
I agree.
Right.
Well, we were talking about that earlier, that this is kind of a strong R.
Yeah, what's really lovely is to be in a project where my son gets to come with us, and he gets to see me on a big screen.
Yeah.
And we do have those opportunities.
Absolutely. Well, actor Michael H. Cole, thank you so much for joining us and helping us helping us celebrate the release of Vacation. We're going to have to get you back on the show for Dirty Grandpa.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks again, and have a great rest of your weekend, and let us know how you like the movie.
Absolutely. You have a blessed weekend yourself. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Funny.
Yes, very funny, very funny. And
is Dirty Grandpa another
Johnny Knoxville? No.
Yeah.
No. Different. We've got some other movies that we're going to talk about after the break, but we need to hear a little more from Ed Helms. I Will Remember You. He's a good singer.
He is a very good singer.
This is actually from The Office.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's what she said.
I had no idea. But there's one idea I do have.
Yeah, what is that?
That this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh.
Ed Helms, he should be a singer.
He should. He's a pretty good singer.
Very good.
He's a good actor and fun comedian.
No doubt about it. And guess what? We'll be right back.
How clearly I first saw you smiling in the sun. I want to feel your warmth upon me. I want to be the